DW.
It's hard to believe, but there are still people out there who refuse to believe that climate change is real and man-made. And not just any people, powerful leaders like US President Donald Trump and Brazil's new far-right president Bolsonaro have been calling global warming a hoax time and time again. And it turns out that's not a coincidence. A new study shows that climate change denial is actually strongly linked to right-wing nationalism. So I called the author of that study, Martin Hultman, who is a senior lecturer at Chalmers University of Technology in Sweden, the world's first global research network into climate change denial, to find out more. First, I wanted to know how climate change denial is connected to politics exactly.
Climate change knowledge is becoming in the background of ideology in the US. So ideology first and then knowledge thereafter, so to speak. In Europe, that has not been that obvious. So take Sweden, for example. When we studied it very closely, 2006 to 2009, there was an overall very strong consensus among all the political leaders in Sweden that climate change is real, it's happening, and we need to build policies from the science. But what happened? Right-wing nationalist political parties, like the Sweden Democrats in Sweden, they had strong connections to climate change denial organizations, like the Stockholm Initiative in Sweden, and they have merged in various ways to undermine climate science and actions on climate issues.
Why?
One important aspect is that there is kind of a package of values and behaviors connected to a form of masculinities that I call industrial breadwinner masculinities. It's a way to think the world as separate in between humans and nature, and that it is the humans obliged to use nature and nature resources to bring them into society and make products out of them. It's kind of a risk perception that doesn't really include nature as vulnerable and as possible to destroy.
And why masculinity? Would you say that the kind of conservative white male would be more prone to be a climate change denier? Is that what you're saying?
We see it in surveys in which males with a certain conservative value background also seems to pick up climate change denial values or arguments. So we saw it in the Swedish climate change debate that those people actively promoting climate change denialists, they were males, and they were older males, and they were older males connected to large-scale industries, in which you also think of nature as something very much disconnected from human activities. Right-wing nationalist voters are also male-oriented conservatives, so we see an overlap here.
So would you say the growth of right-wing nationalism in Europe has contributed to an increase in climate change denial?
Definitely. And also the other way around. The increase of climate change denial has also contributed to the growth of right-wing nationalism, because there are some overlapping features. And that is, one, not wanting to deal with global issues, but only to thinking in nationalist terms, and also to portray the nation in a very upheld way. And the other overlap is in portraying the elites as people who are lying, and then they describe the researchers and the UN people as the elite who are against the people. So that's a kind of imaginary that they construct. And then I think, very importantly, there is also an overlap in funding and financing. Funding from extractive industries also goes into right-wing think tanks, which are creating this type of distrust of climate science. That also fuel this type of right-wing nationalist climate change denial.
But what's in it for them? Is it just because they want to keep the coal industry alive and they're worried about financing their interests? Or what's the whole idea behind it?
It's a strategy from the top in the sense that they want to keep their influences and not being challenged by the need to change societies along the lines of climate change research. But it's also connected to the kind of base of workers in the society, which are connected by payrolls to the extractive industries. So there is a kind of alliance here, which are increasingly visible in between the elites of the extractive industries, oil CEOs and politicians financed by those type of companies, and the workers who are dependent upon these extractive industries, like coal industries in Poland.
But how do we know if climate change denial is really on the rise, or if it's just all these trolls screaming louder?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's shown both by the elections of lately in Brazil, for example, Bolsonaro, as well as the elections in the US of Trump.
And what's the danger of that? Are you worried as a scientist?
What worries me with the latest development of climate change denial coming together with right-wing nationalism is that we're dealing with a really serious issue here, and we need to deal with it as a global community. And that worries me a lot, how the right-wing nationalist is trying to make away with the question overall, that they kind of deny this as a possible question for science and politics overall. The outcome of that would be just a warmer and warmer planet, which, of course, worries me tremendously.
What can we do against it?
There has been a kind of idea that if only every player is in the negotiation and at the table, like at the COP negotiations, the outcome will be as good as possible. So now in Poland, for example, the largest coal company is sponsoring the event, and these type of extractive industries, they have been part of the negotiations for quite a long time. And I think that one of the important things to do now is to actually see how they have influenced the negotiations in a negative way for a really long time. And to expose that, I think, is very important. That's one thing that really needs to be done, to expose the different interests in this type of negotiations, and do not think that everybody is there for the good of humanity. DW.